The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd Mitchell, much drier today. Yesterday at this time, the crackling thunderstorm at the Minot State Fair, which you wouldn't have even, or the North Coast State Fair in Minot, which you wouldn't even know we had one by a couple hours later. It was nice and sunny and gorgeous out, so hope you got to enjoy the fair. If not, do it today. The question is, despite the fact I explained it wasn't really a suspension, that doesn't mean Scott Hennon didn't take it as a suspension and stay in his corner and keep pouting with his dunce cap on. The question is, did Scott Hennon return? Did Scott return?
Well, I'm here.
Oh, you did return!
Yeah,
did you,
I did.
Did you have a nice day of suspension?
Is that what it was?
It's either that or Alex's 18th birthday, which he only has once in a lifetime, so you should probably be with him on that. Well, and that if I have to suspend you to pull that off, then so be it.
Well, I think the birthday plan of the day off was predated the suspension. I think the whole MBI technical difficulties situation prompted the I couldn't even hear you saying I was suspended part of it, but anyway, I did get the sit in the corner thing because Jennifer told me you told her that, and did you put that picture up that she sent you?
I did.
Yeah. So that she wanted to prove that, but anyway, that's ancient history, and I had a fabulous day yesterday, and I didn't get to fish, but I watched the neighbor boy fish, and he was using a jig about the size of a fist. To try and get a little crappie. And so we quickly determined that wasn't going to work. So I asked my father-in-law, what should we do here? And we rustled up some worms, little plastic worms, out of the shed, brought those over, and he gave that a try. And then when we went into town for the birthday pizza from Rhombus Boys, which was just fabulous. And by the way, I don't like giving out free plugs. But one of the ideas for today was Free Plug Friday, so I'll go ahead and give them one.
Hey, why
not? They really do pizza well. And so my generous father-in-law went into town, bought pizza for everybody. I went in with him, and then we went over to the bait shop. And we're hoping for some night crawlers to give to Griff, the little neighbor boy. That didn't work out because they were out of night crawlers. So I was in charge of trying to secure the last 10 minnows out of a bucket that normally holds about 300 minnows. And ask me how that worked out, Todd.
How did that work out, Scott?
I had to literally grab each one by the fin with my hand because they're smart enough to not get the scooper, you know. But I don't know how they did on that. But otherwise, we did a little jet skiing. We did a little tubing. We did a little... I was mandated to take a nap. I don't know why. But that worked out pretty well. So long story short, I'll take one of those suspensions the weekly if you're inclined.
So, you know. Sure. Tell you what, every Saturday, why don't you do that?
Good idea. And I just want to take a quick moment to note Alex, who I think is still napping right now, so I'm safe saying this. Not napping, but, you know, he's 18. They kind of sleep in after a long day.
I was going to say, yeah, their day starts at like 11 or something, right?
He was with me on that last gauntlet of a trip, which was, I guess, what did we do? We did Minot for the fair, and we did the Bismarck with you one day, and we were up at Watford City the next day, and then Tioga on our way home, and we got home Thursday night, 1 in the morning. Thursday morning, I guess it would have been. And, you know, he's a trooper. He really is. He's a great son. I'll just say that. And
he is a great son. I hope you appreciate him.
I do. Yeah. He's 18 as of yesterday. And headed for UND in less than a month. So I'll leave it at that. How about that?
You're not going to say go Sue again, are you?
Of course I am. I'll say that till they put me in a pine box. I'll say that. In fact, somebody came up to me in one of the spots we were at the last couple of weeks and said, I see your little name tag there says Scott Hinn on K-Fire, but why do you have a Fighting Sue lanyard? And I said, because I'm a Fighting Sue and I will be till I die. Well, they're changing the name, aren't they? And I said, over my cold, dead body. No, I didn't say that. I just said, hey, can we save that topic for another day? Please. I don't want to talk about it. Are you kidding me?
There we go.
So let's get to the business of the show. We have one guest today on the program. The guest is Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. And I asked Phil Parker of the infamous PMS Morning Show earlier today. I said, give me one word to describe Michelle Bachmann. And he said, fiery. I said, all right.
That's true.
A good one. I said, I would guess the vast majority of our audience would answer the question, crazy. I hope not, but I think that's true, because I think that's a mislabel.
I think that's a typical response, and she's going to have to win people over to prove she's not. She's going to have to prove to people she's not crazy.
Right, exactly.
And then otherwise, I'm going to have Patsy Cline going in the background the whole interview. Scott,
right. Well, so, I think while we talk about Michelle Bachmann until she comes on, to the extent our listeners want to talk about it, that would be a perfectly appropriate thing, because that's what they think she is. She's been to Bismarck, you know. She's been to Bismarck, North Dakota before. And that means lines are open, folks, and we'll explain a little more about that in a moment, because it is an Are You Kidding Me Friday, and your calls are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 for the entire duration until Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann gets here. So when you hear that sound, it means we have lines open. And while that's kind of a soothing sound, I like it about, this time 12 hours from now. At this time in the morning, I don't like it, because it means there's dead air. We want to talk. The third answer on the Michelle Bachmann question, rather. So Phil Parker says fiery. I am taking an informal survey and guessing the vast majority of the audience in the Northern Plains, within the sound of our flagship 550 K-Fire and 910 KCJB and AM 1100, the Flag family, and our other Flag family Bachmann affiliate, 1090 KTGO in Tioga, plus our good friends at KLTC and Dickinson, part of the Clear Channel Network, I would venture to say the vast majority, if we took an instant poll, would say crazy. My answer, and feel free to take me to task on this, is the correct answer is brilliant. Brilliant. And I'm writing
that
one down.
Show me. Prove it to me, then. Because you're right. There are plenty of people who are going to say nut job when they think of that name. There have been enough quotes, some of which were taken out of context. This is the part where I talk and you stop. Right. There are enough people who have said she's a nut job. Now, some of it is based on quotes taken out of context, in all fairness. So this will be her chance to put that context. I hope she takes advantage of it. Done.
Can I talk? Can I talk now? I think he's saying yes.
Okay. I said done already.
Okay, the only reason I said whoa, and I apologize for interrupting you, was I think you violated a rule that we have on the program here. Correct me if I'm wrong, and that is that labels that cross the line are going to be given a whoa. And
I'm quoting other people. I'm not saying I think she's a nut job.
Okay.
I'm saying that's what I hear from other people.
Because
I can't help what other people say.
I get it. I think crazy, kind of is the same thing.
Yeah, how is crazy any better than nut job, Mr. Thesaurus?
Well, I know, but I mean, and by the way, I say this about left and right. People call this program and say, Barack Obama hates America. And I go, whoa. Can we just talk about whether we like him or not, or his policies, without trying
to
understand?
And I agree with you, and I do think in his way he likes America, maybe not the same way you and I and some other people do. But
anyway, but the business, so that's one question today you can answer, and we will not say anything to Michelle Bachmann, to her one-on-one. She's a dear friend of mine, full disclosure, and she actually asked to be on this program, full disclosure. Todd's seen the email, okay? I think the line was, it's been a while. But, we're having her on at her request. And we do that from time to time and welcome anybody else to do it as well. But the real business of today is to take some great feedback from you last week. And that was to switch it up a little bit on Fridays. And we're not going to do normal or nuts anymore. We're going to do Are You Kidding Me? And For instance, a North Dakota trooper cites three motorcyclists for going 151 miles in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. They were issued citations for $355 apiece. Are you kidding me? There's about three "are you kidding me"s in that particular news story. 151 miles an hour in a 55. $355 is their ticket. Is that enough? I mean, would anybody be stupid enough in a motorcycle to go 151 miles an hour? Now, maybe I violated the rule. You know, what are they thinking? Where's the common sense in that? So that would be an example. But you get to pick the topics is what I'm getting at on the "are you kidding me"s. Okay? So are there any crickets, Todd? There are not crickets because we have two callers waiting to go.
Exactly.
But if there's ever more than two callers, I should say this, if there's ever more than three lines open, you'll hear the crickets. But we have two ready to go, so no crickets. Crickets and "are you kidding me" the rest of the way, tell Michelle Bachman. Gail and Taylor wants to talk about Husfest, and Leon in his car behind that, straight ahead on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's Fair Friday, and if you haven't yet done it, please, 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 please make an effort to take in the North Dakota State Fair. Todd and I both spent some time there, had a blast. I didn't sign anything. I don't know about you, Todd. Didn't sign a darn thing. I just enjoyed the food.
I didn't sign anything. There were nobody really asked me, but there were a couple of not really political things. But no, I I think people read the shirt and pretty much enjoyed it. Got lots of compliments on our State Fair shirts.
Exactly. They do a great job at the State Fair. It's a lot of fun. It's real just North Dakota neighbor to neighbor. Take it in if you haven't yet, and some great entertainment coming up. One other thing I want to throw out here before we do get to Gail and Taylor and then Leon and then Jim and Moorhead, Dan and Moorhead and Jamie and Bismarck, all of which we will get to you and get to as quick as we can. We're gonna make a pledge to get to every one of those before the bottom of the hour. So, in other words, about a minute each is all we have for you. I have a pair of tickets in my hand for Bill O'Reilly and what's the other guy's name? Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller, yeah.
The comedian and radio talk show host. They're going to be in Fargo tomorrow night at a sold-out event. They're pretty good tickets. I have a pair next to my wife and I, I'd like to give them to the caller of the day. And so if you are in contention as caller of the day, I'll ask you to hold on, and then Shane will take your information, and then we'll decide at the end of the show. I offered them to Todd to take his beautiful wife, Carrie, but I think they have a wedding this weekend. The big boss at Cake Fire was not able to go because I think he's fishing this weekend. And I even offered them to a prospective new client of ours up in Hope, North Dakota, the folks at Irie Insurance. They were not able to go. Donna and Walter Grotti, good dear friends of ours who are investors in our Flag family, and Walter's battling some health issues, they were not able to go. So I tried a lot of different folks, and I think our listeners ought to be the winners anyway. So grand prize on the radio today, pair of tickets for the sold-out Bill O'Reilly, Dennis Miller, tomorrow night, Fargo Civic Center, on me, and just play it nice because you'll be sitting next to my wife. Maria and I, and she'll probably make me pledge not to talk anything about the five-letter word known as radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Are you capable of not talking about radio for a few minutes? Is that even possible?
We'll find out, or I'll be suspended Monday again. By her, not by you. Anyway, here we go. Let's get to the phones. 1 minute each, folks, if you don't mind, just because it's an Are You Kidding Me edition of Friday. Gail and Taylor, tell us what's on your mind. The next minute is yours.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Gail, and I wanted to just put a plug in for Taylor Horse Fest.
Please do.
Okay. This year, and it's not what's on your mind or are you kidding me? It's just what's I'm sorry about that. Anyway.
Well, wait a minute. No, it can be are you kidding me, because it could be are you kidding me? Why would you not want to go to this?
Okay. All right.
Todd, we told her we're going to give her a minute, Todd, so we got to let her get a minute, buddy.
Yeah. Let
her
be quiet.
You be quiet. We're both going to be quiet. How about that, Gail? You got a minute, and I tell you what, I'm with Todd. I mean, okay. The horse
Scott,
would be a
Scott, you're taking minutes. Her a minute. Shut up.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you that we've got an art project coming to Taylor Horse Fest this year. It's called The Block. It's a 17-foot tree that's traveling the every continent, and it was cut down in Switzerland. And I just wanted to put it out there so that people know that they can come to Taylor Horse Fest tomorrow and see this tree from Switzerland that has traveled every continent. And in North America, North Dakota is the only state that was picked for this tree to be shown in. And Taylor Horse Fest is one of the places that it will be shown. It will be in our parade, and it will be up on the hill for people to come and see. And if you want to write a note and put in with it, it will travel with it. We are going to do some fantastic things incorporated into our Horse Fest this year.
Do you know, Taylor, you took exactly a minute after Todd and I were both interrupting you. You had exactly a minute, so I think really you deserve your own show. Can I ask you a question about Horse Fest real quickly?
Sure.
I don't have the best eyes, and my screen said Horse Fest, but I thought it said Hust Fest, so I thought you were going to talk about that, which is a ways off. I mean, the tree sounds really cool, but tell me about the horses in about a half a minute. Why is it called Horse Fest?
It's called Horse Fest because for 21 years we have had an event that honors the horse. Everything in the parade is pulled by a horse, and we have horse riders. And what we do up on the hill is we work the horses. In the spring, we plant with the horses, and then we have an event where we hay with the horses if it's possible. We do different things with the horses on the hill. Besides, we have crafts and food and entertainment and all the good things.
And this is all day tomorrow.
This is all day tomorrow. Parade's at 10 o'clock.
Well, I need a little sleep tomorrow. I'm going to kind of have a leisurely Saturday, but boy, I tell you what, would I love to make it to Horse Fest before it ends, and I'll try. Can you hang on, because you are in contention for a pair of tickets for Bill O'Reilly and the Dennis Miller Show tomorrow night, because that was a great call. Thank you, Gail. Great to hear from you, and I hope Taylor is jammed to the rafters. Okay?
I hope so, too. Thank you.
All right, very good. Hang on a moment, and Shane will chat with you. Let's see who's waited the longest here. Leon has, but we know who Leon is, so he'll wait. Hang on, Leon. Don't go away. I'm going to go to somebody, Jim in Moorhead, that's waited the next longest. Jim, Moorhead, 1 minute. It's yours. Go.
Yeah, I wanted to bring to your attention, maybe we could do some investigation on it. As you know, the prosecuting attorneys and these have plenty of power, but the attorney in Moorhead, Minnesota, lost the case and then went on her Facebook and went out there and wrote 12 idiots because she did not get a guilty verdict. And I think that needs to be investigated. She put it on Facebook. It was pulled down. And that's an absolute sham. That needs to be investigated by some media to find out how these are public servants. And how are you going to get a jury again when you sit there because you were not a good enough attorney to get a guilty verdict? You call them idiots. I am so disgusted you can't even imagine. News media needs to get somebody in the news media needs to investigate that.
Okay,
It was up on Facebook and it was pulled off.
All right, minutes up. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Who's in the wrong in your mind?
The prosecuting attorney.
Okay, all right. I have a similar version of this story that I'm digging into. And it had to do with social media, too. Evidently, there was a party for sort of senior party, for lack of a better term, at a house. It was posted by some kids at a school I won't name. And a teacher saw it posted, immediately went to authorities, in this case the Cass County Sheriff's Office, okay? And then the Cass County Sheriff's Office knew there was going to be a party because of the teacher saying this is on social media. All right? Following me so far?
Yep.
The sheriff's office then staked out the house and watched for the party and then went in and nabbed a bunch of people for minor in possession or whatever and yelled at the parents and everything else. That to me seemed like a waste of law enforcement resources by an otherwise pretty sound law enforcement agency. You've given us two good examples of stories that need to be dug into. One Clay County attorney, one Cass County sheriff's office. Good suggestion, Jim, and appreciate the call, okay?
You bet.
And we will do that. Okay, when we come back, Leon has waited the longest, then Dan and Moorhead has waited the next longest, then Jamie and Bismarck, then Conway and Fargo. You all have a minute, so I ask your patience. We only have one line open behind that, 800-228-0550. To fill that, stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us, what's on your mind?
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, Scott. Say, if you think Michelle Bachmann is brilliant, are you kidding me? Have a good show.
All right. Yeah, that's a fair point. And the answer is I do, and am prepared to defend that. And we're asking that question for a reason. She's going to join us at 10:30, and I can give you a laundry list of reasons why I believe she's brilliant. One of them has to do with Bismarck, North Dakota, in February of, I don't remember. Somebody would have to call Gary Emeneth, who was then the chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party, who invited her to come to North Dakota and got a ton of grief about it. I remember screaming matches from then Governor John Hoeven about it. So, look, here's how I operate, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know. I'm not going to say anything off air that I wouldn't say on air. I'm not going to say anything about somebody to their face that I wouldn't say, you know, privately whispering. That's just how I am. And
me too. Agreed.
Yeah, Todd and I kind of operate that way. We don't ignore the elephant in the room. So I kind of just threw Gary and Governor Hoeven under the bus, but it was true. I wrote about it in a book I wrote a number of years ago, and that's that whole story about Michelle Bachmann is in that book. But listen, it was. She's brilliant. That's all I'll say. Let's get to the calls and stick to our plan here, a minute each. 800-228-0550, and feel free to disagree. That's what this show's about. 701-258-0550. You honor us when that's in your speed dial, by the way. And your emails are always welcome as well. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Dan in Moorhead listening on AM 1100 The Flag. 1 minute is yours. Take it away, Dan.
Hey, nice to be on the show. I'm a 23-year-old, survived through college, maintained my conservative view. I guess I just want to say something about the Palin-Bachmann discussion, and that's just that I feel like female conservative politicians get treated much like black conservatives, and that the media and the left touts that they're so concerned about sexism, racism, and stereotypes, but when it comes to those individuals who are conservative that they feel shouldn't be, they'll throw them under the bus and give them the kind of stupid card, if you would. And if for those who only watch one media outlet, you know, the drive-by media, I guess I don't see why they wouldn't think that they're not very smart or not brilliant. But I agree with you that I think both of them are very, very, very smart individuals.
Yeah, you did that in less than a minute. Congratulations, Dan. We're going to put you up as a future potential radio talk show host as well. And let me just say, the three-parted question that started with the chat I had with Phil Parker earlier was, his answer was fiery. I surmise that the vast majority of the audience in the Northern Plains would say crazy, and we're testing that theory today because this is the number one most listened to talk show in the Northern Plains. So
You can. I'm just throwing that out that I think that's what a lot of people believe if we were to do an instant poll. And the third is mine, which is brilliant. Which one do you think first Michelle Bachmann is?
Do I think she's crazy or smart?
No, the three questions are fiery, crazy, or brilliant.
Oh, I think she's a little bit of both of fiery and brilliant, but I definitely say she's brilliant. I've yet to see a reason to not think she's brilliant, I guess. And I think a lot of people, if you ask them why is she crazy, they probably wouldn't be able to give you an answer.
And I'm going to tell her about this survey. I don't know if somebody's keeping track of our answers here, but I will tell her that because I'll share that to start the program because she knows she lives in that world, you know? And yet we're not going to talk about it. I'm going to share the results, if you will, or the premise, but I want to talk about why she wants to come on, and that's substantive issues, which she knows better than anybody, which is why I believe she's brilliant. So that's what we'll do, Dan. I'm going to put you in contention, too, for the Bill O'Reilly, Dennis Miller tickets tomorrow night, because I think you said it better than Todd or I could, and you did it in a minute or less. So
yeah.
Hang on a second, Dan, if you would, and we will get your information. Snerdly Shane, or is he Shane Snerdly?
Shane Snerdly. Yeah, Snerdly's the last name. So yeah, Shane Snerdly.
All right. Now we're going to go to our regular caller who regularly contributes mightily to this program and also is worthy of having his own show. Jamie in Bismarck, 1 minute is yours. What's on your mind, my man?
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Hey, I agree with that last guy about Michelle Bachmann, and what I would add to that is, I agree with someone. People want to say she's crazy. You ask them why, they don't have any idea why. They just don't like her because she's a conservative. I'll give them one thing. She's kind of got some wild eyes on her, but then so does Nancy Pelosi, but that doesn't seem to bother the old progressives at all. She wants to, ride the country or run on the principles of the Constitution and, securing the border, individual freedoms, Bill of Rights. Doesn't believe in global warming or climate change or whatever they want to call it. She doesn't believe that's real. So I really don't know how any of that stuff would be considered crazy. I think it's just common sense, if you ask me. And, I think Michelle Bachmann's fantastic. But then these guys with driving their motorcycles, 150 or whatever it was, bigger fines aren't going to stop people like that because when you're going that fast already, do you really think they care what a fine is? I mean, their lives are probably in danger. They don't care about that. They're not going to care if the fine is $350 or $3,500. They're just out for a joyride.
How about a loss of a license then?
Oh, you interrupted them. Just so you know
it's
Todd.
Like, be like saying in Chicago that every time the gangbangers go and shoot each other over the weekend, they want to make more gun control. They couldn't care less if AK-47s or any kind of pistol is banned. They're going to go shoot each other. They just don't care.
I guess you're up now, time-wise. Todd, sounds Thanks. Like you had... Don't go away, Jamie. I think I got a question for you, but it sounded like Todd had one first.
Well, my question was, don't you think, Jamie, maybe when people on one side of an ideology might say people on the other side of the ideology are crazy anyway, and isn't that a lot of what might be going on with Michelle Bachmann?
Well,
or Nancy
exactly.
Pelosi, either way.
That's exactly. She's a conservative, and the progressives, they don't... They think the Constitution's an old piece of toilet paper. They want borders open. They don't think we should own guns, and they think everything should be PC, and conservatives are a bunch of racists, which is a joke. They disagree with her, so they say she's crazy.
Right.
Can I ask you a question now, Jamie?
You bet.
What should happen to the guys on the motorcycle?
I think they should probably lose their license for a while. I mean, that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah,
I got friends down in North Dakota, and he might be listening to my buddy in South Dakota, too. These guys drive 95 miles an hour everywhere, and I'm hanging onto the seat like a scared cat, and they're looking at me laughing. They think I'm insane, that I think that's dangerous.
Yeah, and I think it's a fair question. Are you kidding me? Fits pretty well with 151 miles an hour on a motorcycle. You might as well just be doing Russian roulette with a pistol. I don't get why,
Amen.
And it's maybe even worse. Hey, Jamie, we appreciate what you contribute to the program. Call again and have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too. Have a good one, guys. Thank you.
And by the way, he did it in a minute 16. You interrupted him at a minute 16, Todd, just so you know. Just don't make me suspend you, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Joking. Are you there, Todd?
I'm not interrupting.
I see. Okay. Leon is next, and I think if I know correctly, this is a member of the Flag family who received quite a compliment. And maybe you and Todd ought to take a minute first to kind of work out some issues that have unavoidably detained with some issues, some technical difficulties when we were in Watford City the other day. Todd, are you anything you want to say to Leon? And Leon, anything you want to say to Todd?
Hi, Leon.
Hey, Todd. I got a whiteboard here, and if we Skype real quick. No, I'm kidding. I'm quick kidding, man. I'll pull out my Carl Rove on you, and yeah. But what I want to say is I think Dan had it. He was spot on with the whole if you are outside of your box that liberals tend to put you in, like if you're a minority or you're a woman and you're, God forbid, you're conservative, you get labeled the crazy moniker because you have to be crazy to get outside of that victim box. But Michelle Bachmann is brilliant. She has brilliant business acumen, brilliant political acumen. She is simply brilliant. Now, we look on the other side of the aisle and we see folks that are implementing policies that go completely contradictory to our nation's founding, that are adverse to small business ownership and growth and things like that, and we speak out again about that and we're labeled crazy. That's crazy. That's nuts. And the fact that common sense in this world of today that we live in is labeled as craziness just shows you how topsy-turvy and bizarro our world has become. And I hope I did that in under a minute. I want the tickets, is what I'm going for. No,
he's doing it for the prize. You prize pig. Here's the deal. I'm saying she's crazy. I'm saying I hear that from people who say she's crazy, and I hear that from people who hear her taken out of context. Listen today, call today, get the entire context, then judge. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I don't want to be putting time out or anything, so am I good to
speak
now? Or okay, good deal. I've already got tickets. The second thing is, I don't believe that the vast majority of the folks here believe that she's crazy. I mean, the folks that I talk to are common sense folks, and I think that they would take umbrage at someone calling Ms. Bachmann crazy. I know I do. It makes me want to put on boxing gloves. Bring out the white glove, you know, high noon, and let's go at it, because you don't denigrate a good conservative woman, not in my sight.
Leon, well said. Appreciate the call. Lauren, on the road near Minot, listening to 550 K-Fire. The next minute is yours.
Yeah, I'd like to comment that I think Michelle Bachmann is a combination of brilliance and probably one of the bravest women I know. One of the things I love about the Democrats is that they're so transparent, they'll always tell you who they fear. And they do that by immediately trying to label them as crazy, nuts, or in some way trying to tear them down on a personal level and destroying them. And that's what's happening with Michelle Bachmann. They're after her and they're trying to paint her as crazy simply because they fear her.
You did that in 37 seconds, so you're definitely in for the tickets if you can go to Bill O'Reilly and Dennis Miller tomorrow night in Fargo, Lauren. So that's a long way of telling you to hang on. Second of all, I think you're exactly right. And the others that judge her, I really wish they would listen to her. Really listen to her, because they just are. It's a prime example where the media, and we are the media, so I have to include ourselves in this, but the vast majority of the media really do the reading public a disservice. They have labeled this woman unfairly, and I'm telling you, she's presidential timber. She is brilliant. Unfortunately, because of what the media has done to her, no chance. Let's tackle some other topics, including the botched Arizona execution. Are you kidding me? We continue after the break. Give us a call.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Blues Brothers around here, aren't we? Who's who, though? I don't know. That'll be for the audience to decide, I guess. It's Are You Kidding Me? Friday, ladies and gentlemen. The segment, the theme of the program picked by the listeners of the most listened to radio talk show in the Northern Plains. And we don't say that to be cocky. We don't say that to be boastful. We say it as a way of gratitude. It's really a thank you. Whenever you hear me say the most listened to talk show, I have two reasons for saying it. We're very thankful, number one. And number two, we want our advertisers to hear it because it's a great vehicle to get their message out. So maybe it's a little cocky for them, but for you, it really is sincere gratitude. Here's the way you can join the program, 800-228-0550. I hate having to say that 100 times a show, but we like to do it mostly because we like first-time callers. And any of the first-time callers in the audience will go to the front of the line. We've got a little contest going, and that is the best caller of the day will win a pair of tickets to see Bill O'Reilly and
Dennis Miller tomorrow night in Fargo in their road show, which is really kind of cool. And you'll be seated right next to myself and my wife, Maria. So I'd love to have you join us tomorrow night. Shane is taking tabs on who's in contention, and we have a few in contention. We'll keep that going throughout the program. There will be a consolation prize, and you can use it for a doorstop or some kindling on the campfire if you like, but it's a copy of my book, Grassroots. The only reason that I'll give that to you is because it'll provide some context for the debate over whether Michelle Bachmann is A, fiery, B, crazy, or C, brilliant. Because
and I don't even have one of those books.
Oh, I'll give you one too. It's actually there's a whole chapter about Michelle Bachmann in there and her visit to Fargo, North Dakota. I'm sorry, Bismarck, North Dakota. She came to Bismarck, and I don't know if you were there, but it was a great event. We'll talk about it another time. It was the brainchild of Gary Emeneth. And I think to answer the question whether she's crazy, brilliant, fiery, whatever, you really need that context. But we're going to try and go political free here for the rest of the show. We'll do this segment. We can talk about anything you want. It's up to you. You get the minute. Some callers are stacking up. Ernie and Bismarck's going to be first up here in a moment. We'll give Ernie a minute, too. But I'd love to get your thoughts on that botched Arizona execution, because that, to me, is, are you kidding me? And I'd like your thoughts on what ought to happen to folks going 151 miles an hour on a motorcycle. Last thing I'll say before we go to the callers. I don't want to beat up on Michelle Bachmann too much, because we could ask the very same question about Kevin Cramer. Is he fiery? Is he crazy? Is he brilliant? I'd answer brilliant on Kevin, too, because I've gotten to know him pretty well. We can ask the same question about his opponent, George Sinner. All right? We can ask the same question about Heidi Heitkamp. And here'd be my answer on Heidi Heitkamp. Brilliant. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I really do. I've seen Heidi Heitkamp in action. The woman is brilliant. Now, she's part fiery, and I would argue part crazy, too. Mostly crazy because she's a Democrat, number one, in my view, and has to put up with Harry Reid and has to ride this fence of I believe this, but I have to go back there and vote one way. And I feel sorry for her almost. So, you know, we got to spend some time one day on our own local politicians. And same question about Rick Berger, the person she defeated, right? So all of those folks can be put in that category, and we'd all have fair questions. Let's get back to the phones. At 800-228-0550. 1 minute. The floor is yours. Looking for the caller of the day, Ernie and Bismarck. Go! Are you there, Ernie?
You just...
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Take it away, sir.
Yes, how you doing? I've got a couple of you got to be kidding me. Don't you hate it when you're at a railroad crossing? It's getting to be too long a line, so you try to go around... And you go to another railroad crossing, and that's when the railroad decides to go the other way. You've got to be kidding me.
Half a minute left. Ernie, go ahead.
And then you got another one where you have to go, you had some bad Mexican food, and you're trying to find the restroom, and you're hurrying to go to the restroom, you sit down, and oh, the relief, and you look over, no toilet paper. You've got to be kidding me.
I hate when that happens.
Ernie, you get the drill, so we're going to put you in contention for the tickets. Hang on. 1 minute for Lana in Minot. Go.
Hi. I'm calling about Michelle Bachmann.
Yes.
I think she's fantastic, and I think Democrats are scared of her. They label anybody that is great crazy. And the reason I called is I listen to you guys every day, and I want to be included in your tickets because I love Bill O'Reilly. And the last thing is the botched execution. I read an article where the lady that was killed pled for her life, and he said, I had to do it. Well, my feelings are they had to do it to him also. Thank you.
Lana, don't go away because you are in contention, okay?
Okay.
Mostly because you did what it takes a guy a minute to do in 30 seconds, and I think that's probably the story we could repeat 100,000 times a day around the world because... I don't know what it is with moms and women. They just seem to multitask well, and you did it pretty well. You got a lot of topics in there. So way to go. You're in contention, and thanks. Agree with everything you said, okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening, and you honor us by doing that. Shane will get your information. Less than a minute for, let's see who's next. Jim in Fargo, less than a minute. Go.
Yes. I was wondering, you know, you got a circulating petition about getting school started after Labor Day. I'd like to know how that's going to improve education. I know you can teach a student more in the middle of August than you can in the 6th of June. And also, let's look at the situation with all the sports programs starting.
Right, Jim, you know what? You're bringing up some good points, and I didn't get a chance to give you enough time. So you're first to go next hour, plus David in Barnes County, Mike in Belfield, too, and more calls waiting on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2 year or 500 hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.